So, busy being a Christian, part number three. Just you have an outline, hopefully. Just you've seen just where we've been. We have looked at 19 things that we should be, or that we should be doing. Okay, and just we've got approximately 20 more to do. Okay, and so we're not going to finish up today, but I will hope this is very practical. That just you can see just what, as a Christian, we should be. This is what the world should see in us. Okay? So let's start with prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for your word and Lord for all these bees. Father, there are certain things we should be doing. And Lord, I would believe that if we're busy doing these things, we won't be busy doing bad things, evil things. Lord, help us to focus on these things this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So far we've had let's be, number one, saved. It starts with salvation. Let's be saved. And number two, let's be holy. Let's live for God. Pure, holy, blameless lives. Number three, let's be glad. Be glad. So many Christians live a life where they're downcast all the time. They see no good in anything. We should be glad. We should be glad. We have a Savior who died for us. We should be glad. He paid our penalty, our price, our debt. As that one hymn said, that he bought us with his blood. We belong to God. We should be glad. Fourthly, let's be clean. Let's be confessing sin. Yeah, we sin. We do things wrong. Let's confess. Let's be clean. Let's be merciful. That's actively compassionate. Let's be actively compassionate towards one another and what toward the world. Sixth, let's be kind. Let's be kind to one another. If you just look at the world, how many people are kind? They're putting others down, calling people names. We should be kind to one another. Kind, showing compassion. Number seven, we should be thankful, grateful for all the blessings we have. We should be grateful, be thankful. How many people give thanks every day for the things God has given? We should be doing that. Number eight, be wise, be intelligent. We have the scriptures. We should know what it says and we should be living by it. We should be wise. Not as the world is wise, but as God wants us to be. And the ninth, we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. When we hear God's word, put it into practice. Do what it says. Obey it. Number 10, we should be steadfast. Be steadfast. And that goes right along with 11. Be immovable. Know what the word of God says and stand on it. Don't let them twist what it says and push you off the foundation. And that goes right along just with number 12, because they're all in the same verse. Be always abounding. Be always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be serving the Lord. Number 13, be sober. Be sober. Be watchful. Don't let anything else control you. Be sober. Number 14, be vigilant. Be vigilant because there is an enemy. There is an enemy. And he wants to devour you. Number 15, be ready. Be ready. He's going to return one day. He promised he's coming back. Just as the disciples saw him go, one day he's coming back. We need to be ready. Number 16, be of good cheer. Be of good courage. It takes courage to live the Christian faith. Because you will have those who oppose you. They will stand against you, calling you a liar. And that sometimes happens in my nursing home Bible studies. About two years ago, I had a lady first hymn. She was clapping for me. Second hymn, she says, "He's a liar. Don't listen to him." Be of good courage. Be of good courage. There is opposition at times. Now, she had dementia, and so I understood. I just kind of smiled and said, okay, and kept going. Okay? 17, be content. Be content with what God has given. I know so many people who want that extra dollar. I got to work. I want this. I want that. But what about church? What about Wednesday night? What about Sunday night? Do you go to all of the church services, or is the almighty dollar more important? Be content with what God has given. Number 18, be children of light. Be living like Jesus. Children of light. Number 19, be witnesses. And with that I said, what is the word martyr? Be a martyr for Jesus. Be a martyr. Think about the 11 disciples, not now a Judas. The 11 disciples, 10 of them died for their faith. 10 of them died for their faith. They were martyrs. We should be too. Be witnesses. All right, now you can get to your outline, number 20. All right, and I know it's 4 pages long. I would do that on purpose. I know some people like to keep it to 3 points and do this and that. But I like to, you know, and just fill in the blanks, all right? And just so you can follow along, all right? So number 20, be perfect and entire. Be perfect and entire. Turn with me to James chapter 1, please, verse 4. James 1, verse 4, please. It's in your copy of the Bible. It says this, James 1, verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So again, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire. We ought to be perfect and entire. And that word perfect means complete, brought to its end, finished, wanting nothing necessary to completeness. We are perfect in Christ. Yes, we still see God working in us through the Holy Spirit, changing things here and there because we aren't what we ought to be. But we should become perfect and entire. And that word entire means free from sin, faultless, complete in all respects, consummate, whole. We should be whole. We should be whole spiritually, complete, finished. So how perfect and whole are you? Yeah, we still struggle with sin, don't we? But we should be working toward that goal. Be perfect and entire. That is the goal. And just when I teach, my goal is to make people complete in Christ. When I go to nursing homes, that's my goal, to make them complete in Christ. Yeah, it takes time, doesn't it? And nobody is perfect yet, are we? We still have just little problems, some big problems, but we should be working on it. Be perfect and entire. Andrew Robinson, Word Picture, says it this way, perfect it all over. We should be perfected all over. It didn't go. There we go. Number 21 says, be mindful. Be mindful. I like this one. This is one I like. And it's in 2 Peter 3:2, please. So turn with me to 2 Peter 3, verse 2. 2 Peter 3. Excuse me. It says this. Excuse me. That ye may be mindful. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of all the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. And notice, be mindful. Be thinking. That word mindful means through the idea of fixture in the mind or of what mental grasp. And to bear in mind, that is recollect. And as I think about this verse, I think we should be memorizing Scripture. We should be memorizing God's Word, fixing it in our minds. It should be fixed. So that when we face something, the Holy Spirit can bring it to mind. Because we have fixed it there through memorization. It's fixed. It's a fixture, the Word of God. You know, sometimes we fix sports in our mind. Oh, I got to go watch that game. And now we should fix the Word of God in our mind. It should be a fixture that we can use, that the Holy Spirit can use when we need it, when it needs to be recalled, just to be recollected. Be mindful of the Word of God. Just the application, or just you mindful of the Word of God. Do you memorize Scripture? Do you memorize Scripture? I have been thinking about doing this in my Bible studies. Memorizing a verse, putting it up there and say, let's say it together 5 times. Let's memorize the Scriptures together. It's important. God tells us to be mindful, to fix His Word in our minds. And so Albert Barnes says, be mindful of the doctrines, the truths, the prophetic statements. Well, that's the whole Word of God. And I would think about somewhat friends of ours who go to a just foreign land, taking in Bibles. And those people tear up the Bibles and they get a sheet or two and they take it off and they read it over and over and over. And what do? Memorize it. They fix it in their minds. It's fixed. So that if the authorities come, yes, they can take the paper away, but they didn't take the Word of God away because it's fixed. Be mindful. Be mindful. Number 22, be kindly affectioned. Be kindly affectioned. And we see this in just Romans 12, so please turn there with me to Romans 12:10. Excuse me again. I think I'm still fighting it too, Jan. Can't get rid of that cough. All right. Romans 12, verse 10. It says this: be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Be kindly affectioned. And that word kindly affection means just cherishing just one's kindred. Loving affection, prone to love, loving tenderly. My daughter's Bonnie, she is pregnant with twins right now, 12 weeks old. Some of you just may not know that, but she's expecting twins. You know, for a new grandfather, that's going to be easy to love them, right? Easy to love them. I've got pictures and I'm showing everybody, okay? Yeah, pictures in the womb, okay? They're not born yet, okay? And you know, they have more hair than I have. I'm jealous of that. But anyway, that'll be easy to love them. But that's how we should treat everybody. Kindly affection toward one another. Kindly affection, loving affection, prone to love. Prone to love. There I think about my daughter's dog, Bonnie's dog, Bly. He loves everybody. I was there yesterday. I pulled in to their driveway at camp. Got out of the car, and I could hear that dog. Man, he was whimpering up a storm. He couldn't wait to run out that door to show me some love. He ran out that door, and he jumped on me. Love. He couldn't wait to see me, to get to me, to give me attention. Yeah, of course, he wanted it back. But love, prone to love. He's prone to love. He loves everybody. He doesn't care who you are. He loves everybody the same. That's how he treats everybody. Right, Tim? Even Tim. That's how we should be. Kindly affection toward one another. Albert Barnes says, just the word used here just occurs nowhere else in the New Testament. It properly and just denotes tender affection. Tender affection. Just such as what subsists between parents and children. And it means that Christians should have similar feelings just toward each other. So as belonging to the same family, as a united in the same principles and what interests, we should love each other as our own children, as our own parents. We should love one another. We should be kindly affectioned, prone to love. Application, are you kindly affectioned toward others? If not, why not? That's how we should be toward one another. Yes, we have our differences, I understand. But we should be kindly affectioned toward one another. No matter if they agree with us or not. In my nursing home ministry, I have a lot of people who don't agree just with some of the things I think are true, like purgatory. I just recently had a discussion with a lady about purgatory, and I just simply said, Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. It doesn't say anything about purgatory. But I got to be kindly affectioned towards her. We don't agree. But I need to be prone to love. And what part of that love is kindly telling them the truth. Kindly telling the truth. All right, number 23. Be found faithful. Be found faithful. Go to 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, please. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2. Says this. Just moreover, it is required in what stewards that a man be found faithful. We should be found faithful. And that word faithful means trustworthy, sure, true, can be relied on. In our local newspaper, we just read about a man who stole from a fire company. And he was a former policeman. But he wasn't faithful with the money, was he? He was not faithful. They thought they could trust him. But I think he stole like $315,000 over 10 or 12 years. Wow. He was not faithful. But a Christian should be found faithful in everything. Money, service, family. We should be found faithful. New Believer's Bible Commentary says, man, what values cleverness, wisdom, wealth, and success. But God is looking for those who will be faithful to Jesus in all things. In the little things. In the big things. Like stopping at a stop sign when there's nobody else there. Be found faithful in all things. In all things. Are you faithful in all things? Is all that you do for the Lord, are you found faithful? Number 24, it tells us to be followers. Be followers. And we see that in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. That's a couple pages back. And if you could turn there with me, please. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Says this, be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Be ye followers. Be ye followers. And that word followers means an imitator. An imitator. You know, today just many people would try to imitate the famous. They would try to imitate sports figures. Or what actresses and actresses, actors. But we as Christians should be imitators of Christ. Be followers, be imitators of Christ. Paul was saying, imitate me as I imitate Christ. He's the focus, Christ, not Paul. Not Paul, Christ. Imitate Christ. Matthew Henry says we should follow no leader further than he follows Christ. Don't be led astray. Don't be led astray. Follow Christ. Be followers. Be followers. Sometimes I would tell people, don't follow me. Don't do it. Don't do what I do. Do what Christ does. Because you shouldn't follow me. You should follow Christ. Do what he says. Be followers. Be an imitator of what Christ. So application, are those you will follow imitating Jesus? Do those you follow imitate Christ? Secondly, are you imitating Jesus? When people look at you, do they see Christ? Can they say, that man's different? That woman's different? That teen or that child is different? Do they see Christ in you? Be followers of Christ. Number 25, be under obedience. Be under obedience. And this is just 1 Corinthians chapter 14. So 1 Corinthians verse what 14? Verse 34. It says this. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are just commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. But we should all be under obedience. This was specifically just to the women. But we should all be under obedience. And that word under obedience means to be subordinate, reflexively to obey, submit self unto, to put under. Think about a submarine. It puts itself under, right? Submit. Put yourself under. And so Albert Barnes says, these things constituted the business of the public teaching, and in this the female part of the congregation were to be silent. They were not to teach the people, nor were they to just to interpret those who were speaking. That was said by just Rosenmuller. And now women have just many ministries connected with the church. If excluded from some positions, how many are just still open to women? And not a few of these, she is unwhat rivaled by man, who cannot do what she does. Well, the church owes a vast debt to its holy women. But they are to be under obedience. So is the man to Christ. So are you under obedience just to those over you? As a church, we are under obedience to Pastor Tom as our elder. We need to submit. We all need to submit. Children need to submit to their parents. Parents need to submit to their bosses, to the owners of their companies. Missionaries need to submit to their committees, to their hierarchy. Need the USA director. I would need to submit to him. I have a report that's 2 months late, so I need to submit. I need to get that done. It's a yearly report, and I haven't taken the time to gather all of that stuff, put it together. I have to do that. I have to be under submission to my USA director. And I've got a local director, Dave, and I've got some others that I have to submit to, too, as a Northeast region director. And so sometimes I have to do lots of reports. but just we all have to submit to authority. Be under obedience. Submit. And just submit to one another, just we're also told. All right, number 26, be diligent. Be diligent. And this is what 2 Peter 3:14, please. 2 Peter 3:14. And as I just think about this, I would think about Bonnie, because this is Bonnie. Diligent. She was diligent just to become a nurse. Lots of study. Lots of missed sleep. Because she wanted to be a nurse. She had to be diligent in her studies. And 2 Peter 3:14 says this, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and what, blameless. We should be diligent. Diligent means to exert oneself, endeavor, to use speed, that is, to make effort, labor, study. Bonnie, just to become a nurse, took a lot of study. Every night she was in her bedroom when she was not married. She was in her bedroom studying. Sometimes to the wee hours of the morning. Reading, studying, taking notes, making effort, laboring. She was diligent. The Christian should be too. We should be diligent as we follow Christ. Study the Scriptures. Get to know God through His. Make effort to witness to others. Make effort. Yes, sometimes God gives those divine appointments. When somebody asks, how can I get to heaven? That doesn't happen often. It takes effort. It takes effort. We need to exert ourselves for the kingdom of God. Exert ourselves. Diligence just is opposed to idleness, slothfulness, or what, inattention. Bonnie, to become a nurse, she had none of that. She was not idle. She was not slothful. She was not inattentive. She gave her all. She gave her all. She didn't wait to take that board test. As soon as she finished college, she took that board test right away. She didn't wait like some of them waited. Bonnie didn't wait. Now she's got a job. Good hospital just up at Lehigh Valley. We need to be diligent. So Adam Clark says, be what diligent in the use of every means and just influence of grace, that ye may be found of him, Lord Jesus, the judge of the quick and dead, without spot. We need to be diligent with the means of grace. Do you read the Scriptures daily? Do you take time each and every day to pray to the Lord? A couple months ago, I heard that the average pastor only prays 3 minutes a day. 3 minutes a day! We need to pray a lot more than that, don't we? Read the Scriptures, pray, be in what church? Take those means of grace, be diligent with those things. It's important. Are you diligent in the things of God? Are you diligent in the things of God? And in fact, I think I am going to stop right there, because this starts a whole another verse next. And it is almost, well, that clock says 12 o'clock. So are you being these things? Are you being what God wants you to be? You know, sometimes we fail, but it takes effort. Let's be found faithful. Let's be diligent. Let's be doing these things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for all these things we should be. And Lord, you want us to be imitators of Christ. Just the Lord Jesus did all of these things for us. He modeled them for us. May we be living for Jesus. May we be all that you want us to be. In Jesus' name.